I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me.
'Cause I'll have a blue Christmas on 222. Hey, Jen, welcome to the 222 Paranormal Podcast.
The Ghost of Elvis is with
us.
Celebrating our Christmas special.
Can you believe it's Christmas already?
It just seems like we just taped.
I know.
Last year's Christmas special. Seriously, this has been the fastest year of our lives. And we're just thankful that all our listeners have been on this ride with us. It's been an amazing year. Amazing time, amazing people, and amazing friends we've met along the way. I'm getting all sentimental.
Sentimental.
happy.
I got my Christmas shopping done last night.
You always wait to the last minute.
Yeah.
Joe always waits, and then he goes and gets everything else. Impulse buying.
Gift cards for everybody.
Hey, that's what I like. I'm all about that.
You know, that was one of the traditions me and Jackie used to do is go out on Christmas Eve and go Christmas shopping. And it was always fun, and it was always a I mean, the malls were just packed. And
madhouse.
But that's part of the fun, you know?
Yeah, it is. You know, just getting in the mix and people watching and drinking hot chocolate.
But I think we were drinking more than hot chocolate back then.
Back in your drinking days, Joe, the spirits were getting to you.
And we drank, gotta find some Christmas gifts.
Yeah, the year you bought me a big fuzzy pink bunny suit.
Did I?
You did. Don't you remember?
No.
Joe buys me these beanie pajama Christmas onesie. Don't you remember?
About that.
Oh man, I'm like, why did you buy this for me? It was like eight sizes too big. Like, I really wanted a gift card. But I got your present already, Joe. And you're going to be so excited when I give it to you on Christmas. Yes.
It is Christmas.
I know. I just, you know, it's weird because, like, it seems like about every other year you go back and forth, like you're really depressed and you're like really lonely at Christmas.
Lonely.
And you don't feel like putting your tree up. And then this year I'm like all about it. I've got like 17 trees up in my house, and Joe's got beautiful decorations in front of his house.
I didn't do the inside. I just did the outside. I put all the lights up.
Nice.
And then I took the stage lights and put them up in, pointing up in the tree. And all my neighbors are like, all of them are like, that is so cool. The whole tree lights up. I'm like, cha.
So look on a Facebook page. Joe will probably post a little video.
The video, you can't see the light that good in the tree. It's not as good as real life. So you guys only have a couple of days to drive past the house. I'm going to leave them up till New Year.
All right.
Everybody drive past the house and throw $100 bills out the window.
That's right. Just leave cash in the mailbox. We'll send you a sticker. Two paranormal stickers for everybody.
Which, by the way, I have all of our shirts on eBay for sale. If anybody wants a shirt before New Year, so when you're out New Year partying, get on our Facebook or eBay page.
Yeah, it's
I think you just have to look up my name or something. I don't know. Look up 222 Paranormal on eBay, and it should come up because they search by titles.
Cool shirts. They say, I speak EVP and seriously squatchy.
Yeah, and I threw in a bunch of stickers when they buy shirts.
All right. We'll give you a bonus.
You know, it's a bonus.
Little extra something, something.
Yeah.
Speaking of shopping, Joe, I have a story for you. You're going to love this one, you know, because we love tales from Florida and we love tales from Walmart.
Ooh, don't tell me this is a double dinger. Was it a Walmart in Florida?
I don't know, but I'll find. I think it's Walmart everywhere, so it may apply to Florida. So, Walmart was they were selling. You're going to love this one. Walmart was selling a marijuana Christmas tree that lights up the room. Get it? Lights up. It says, for the stoner who has everything, Walmart is selling a weed marijuana leaf tree this season. Released until Wednesday, it was pulled by the retailer because people were complaining that the cookie cutter shaped marijuana leaves on the faux 7-foot Tannenbaum street.
Faux show.
The bow and the ornaments were not included, but it was $250. So they said the tree's description on Walmart's website was sprinkled with token puns. It says, the pot leaf Christmas tree will light up the room and put your mind in the right space for holiday cheer. This is happy holla haze. Oh, only at Walmart.
Yes.
Only at Walmart. For $250, you could have your weed Christmas tree.
I wonder how many I'm sure they sold a ton.
Oh, I bet. But anyways,
they all come in their little baggies.
Oh, just get a real one.
Yeah.
I just thought that was hilarious.
I have a Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
You do?
The real, not the real one that was in the movies because that was a cartoon, but the real one.
I seen it.
You take it out, but I didn't put it up this year. Like I said, I didn't decorate anything inside this year.
There's still time.
No, it's Christmas.
Well, I mean, it's Christmas Eve. All you got to do is take it out and set it on the table. It's not like you got 10 decorations.
I got
on
my
it.
Banana trees in my living room, and my palm trees are in the dining room, which I need to reorganize. Yes. Hey, if anybody out there needs a kitchen table, I'm going to sell my kitchen table
there
or give
go.
It away.
Yeah.
I never use it. It just gathers garbage. Junk. So what I'm going to do, here's the plan for the new year. I'm going to get rid of the kitchen table, which is in the dining room, which is kind of like another room in this house. It's weird. But I've got my pinup couch for my photography in there. I'm going to move that over, set it up, and I'm going to get me a little, cafe style table.
Yeah.
And then next to it, there's a hookup for washer and dryer.
Yeah.
Either I'm going to get a washer and dryer, or I'm going to make a wet bar in there. So.
Oh, nice, because you drink so much.
I know. So if anybody out there needs a kitchen table.
Yeah, maybe there is. Maybe there is somebody out there really is in need of it.
Yes, and we have listeners all over the world. So if anybody is in England and they need a kitchen table.
You got to come and get it. Come and get it.
So anyhow.
Anywho's.
What is going on with Christmas?
Well, you know, it's Christmas time in the city.
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you something happened in the house.
Okay.
You know, guys, I always share with you the weirdness of my house that it is. Okay. So, you know, a couple weeks ago we had Chris and Sarah from Haunted Toledo come in and talk about the bone house that we recorded over at my house. And they brought actual bones from the bone house, right? So I just thought, it was kind of creepy and weird. But, you know, weird stuff happens in my house anyway. So I got up the other night. It was Saturday night going into Sunday morning, I think it was. I can't remember. It was Friday. No, it might have been Friday night going to say whatever. I got up in the middle of the night because I was thirsty, you know, because it's freaking so dry at this time of year. You wake up and you're like dying of thirst. So I get up and I turn the light on in my bedroom. So I have a lamp on the night table.
Okay.
And it's one of those touch ones. You touch it, you know, it comes on.
You don't have the clapper?
No.
Okay.
I don't have the clap. Oh, man. This show is going downhill real fast.
Didn't I get you a Chia Pet one year?
I think you did.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I don't know. Where am I going? Okay, so I stand up and the light turns off. I'm like, okay. And I don't know if it's static electricity, but this light, every time I turn on, it turns off. But it won't turn on. Like, it's off and turn on. I don't know. It's just weird. So I'm like, okay. So I walk out of the bedroom into the hallway, and it's, you know, it's what, 5 feet hallway. It's very tiny. Go into my dining room, and I see the shadow come from where the blinds are across, like black shadow come across the blinds into the living room.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, you know how you see something outside of your eye, and you're like, wait, what? And I was like, I mean, it's a shadow. But there was no cars coming down the street. The blind was closed. And then I was like, wait, you know how those things go through your mind. Your eye is playing tricks on you. So I walk into the kitchen And I turn and I look in the living room, and the shadow goes from the living room into where the by the TV.
Oh.
Like quick.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, wait, okay, am I seeing things? I'm like, I'm wide awake. Yeah, I don't know. It was just weird. I can't explain it. I don't know. I'm going to say it was 100% that, but it was just, it happened twice. So it's like, what are the, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Just something very strange. So I was like, something come on over from the bone house? I don't know.
I don't know.
So Chris, this is why I mentioned Chris and Sarah. Okay. Chris said, I need to get a trap camera. One of those trap cameras and set it up and see if I catch anything. I thought, wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be interesting.
But what if I catch myself like sleepwalking or something?
That'd be interesting too.
I know. I don't think so. I sleep like a freaking log. Like it could be like a freight train going through the house and I'd be like under my, I have this comforter and it's like, it's so heavy. It's almost like one of those anxiety blankets and I sleep so good now. Snug as a bug. But thirsty.
So you're seeing shadow figures in your house now,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I don't know if it was my, you know, I don't want to say 100%, but, you know, it's like it happened twice in that span. And I was like, wait, what? Because the second time when I looked direct on into the living room. And then it went, whoosh, and I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't explain it.
Interesting.
But, you know, we might have to do something over there.
All right. Get Michelle over there.
Yeah.
Michelle Mannix, one of the most awesome
tranquility
specialists we know.
She is amazing. I did burn some stuff in the house last night. Sweetgrass. I think it's called sweetgrass.
Part
that
of your
stuff,
Christmas tree?
That Melinda
Cart. Christmas tree?
Yeah, it was kind of smelled like pot.
Oh,
I was like,
geez.
Weird. Because, you know, sage has that certain scent. It's kind of along that lines. Uh-huh. And I was just messing around. I was like, I want to, you know, because Melinda Carver, the psychic Melinda Carver, she's amazing. You guys got to check out her website. She gave me some of that. And she says if you burn it in your house, you know, it's supposed to attract love.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, what the hell? I'm going to burn it. So I go to burn it and it was so dry. It goes, woof. And the whole thing goes up. I'm like, ah. So I like dropped it in the sink. And then it, you know, the fire part went out, but it was still smoking. So it was like, you know, taking my feather and brushing it. The whole house. I was coughing because it was so smoky. And I'm like, what was I thinking? So anyways.
So let's get into our episode.
Yeah, let's
now that we've done almost a whole show without. I want to talk about the other side.
Yes.
Krampus.
Christmas spirits.
Krampus. Who's Krampus? What is Krampus?
Tell me.
Oh, okay. It's the bad Santa.
Mm.
Yeah. Meet the other half, the goat half demon, half horrible beast, literally beast people, literally beats people into being nice instead of naughty.
Oh, I do that all the time. And that's a whole nother show.
Yeah.
So I know we talked about Krampus on our last year's Christmas show with everybody has to go back and listen to it because it's really a good show. But tell us a little bit about Krampus.
Well, the legendary beast who shares characteristics with other scary demonic creatures in Greek mythology, including Steris, and Fauns. I've never heard of those.
No, I have to look into that.
Yeah, I should have read this before. Krampus was created as a counterpart to Christopher Kringle, who rewarded children with sweets. Krampus, in contrast, would swat the children. I love this. And take them away to his lair to be eaten by Krampus. So that's what Krampus is, you know? I mean, would you rather get a lump of coal from Santa or be taken away by Krampus in his basket to be eaten?
I don't know. It depends on my mood.
Oh, really? Well, you know, little Jimmy has started the evening falling fast asleep. The evening in question being Christmas Eve. This was not unusual or unexpected. In fact, being Christmas Eve, it was expected that 1 minute past midnight, little Jimmy awoke in eager anticipation. Dun, dun, dun.
Bump, bump, bump.
As many of his friends were doing the same thing that moment, little Jimmy was wondering if Father Christmas had yet visited. He further wondered what gifts might appear for him under the Christmas tree or in the stockings. He had absolute confidence that Father Christmas would not only visit, but would leave gifts to enjoy his coming days. Little Jimmy lay in his bed, being as quiet as he possibly could, until finally he heard a soft creaking of the floorboards outside his room. In his excitement, he completely forgot the advice of his parents and given him many, many times throughout the year. This is his parents talking.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm listening.
Jimmy. Be good or else you will have no gifts for Christmas. Jeremy, put that down now.
That's your dad voice.
Yes, it's trying to be my dad voice. If you keep on like this, there will be no Christmas gifts for you. Jimmy, leave your sister alone. Christmas will be canceled for you. No gifts for you. No gifts for you.
1 year.
Jimmy, if you hit her one more time. As little Jimmy sat up in his bed, eagerly watched the door to catch Father Christmas in the act of delivering his presents, he forgot what his little sister, little Allie, had told him only a few hours earlier.
I forgot. What did she tell him?
Jimmy! Jimmy, you are so mean! She had...
I can't go on. This is so good.
She had spluttered through tears as she held him at the arm, just twisted painfully behind her. It would serve you right to be good, or you'll get no gifts all year. What Jimmy had not considered was that little Allie was correct. He had really did not deserve the gifts this year. He just passed through the Christmas door. He had not considered at all his bad behavior might result in punishment rather than a reward. He only considered this as he opened the door.
What was behind the door?
In the silver moonlight came through his bedroom window. He could see the doorway, a beast of magnificent posture. With long horns, cloved hooves, it was monstrously beautiful and frighteningly savage. Boy. Although little Jimmy wished to scream, he found out his throat was dry. His voice had been stolen by his fear. Little more than a gasp came out as the creature took a few short strides from the door to his bed, pulled and snatched him over his shoulder. Little Jimmy's eyes with fear as the sack came down over his head. He could not help but to be intrigued and disturbed that the beast faced resembled that of his sister.
So the
creature turned, strolled from the room, back down the stairs, out of the house, with little silent Jimmy slung over his shoulder. Little Allie stood and watched it leave, no fear apparent, for she had known the reason to be scared the same fate might become her. So his sister was evil.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me find out where that's.
So is yours.
I should have threw it on the floor. And it doesn't say who that story came from.
So that was a story.
Oh, do you want to hear
of little Jimmy and his evil sister. What do you have?
Okay, so I have a Christmas church ghost story. You want to hear it? Here it go.
Okay.
I never really believed in supernatural stuff, but this incident made me believe otherwise. This was about 9 years ago in Samoa. I was playing hide and seek with the other kids from my mom's village in western Samoa. I was quite young then, so I always followed my older cousins around. It was in the middle of the night, and most kids were used to hiding anywhere in the dark, but I wasn't used to it. I was only there for the Christmas holidays. I actually live in Australia. Anyways, we all went to hide. Since we were all hiding in the graveyard, we found our way from the light that the church cast into the graveyard. All of us hid in the shadows and waited for the boy. We could all hear the boy coming, so we kept quiet. The boy was pretty loud, so we watched what he was making a fuss about. He had walked into the church as he thought that his brother was hiding in there. As he walked into the church, he later told us he saw a boy standing right in front of the altar. He didn't know if it was his brother or not because the boy's back was turned to him. So he ran up, tapped the boy on the shoulder, and as soon as he did this, the strange boy disappeared. Our friend fainted. We all went home to tell his parents, and when we returned with the boy's parents to find him still lying there, dead still. Dead still. The parents took the boy home, and we never played in the graveyard at night again. We later found out that the boy's brother had been at home the whole time, and he hadn't been to the church at all. What really scared us was that the little boy who fainted had been ill since that night and never recovered to this day. Whoever it was in the church must have been pretty mad that we kids all had disturbed him.
Dun, dun, dun.
Christmas ghost.
Christmas ghost stories. So, Christmas stories, and a big thing is telling ghost stories on Christmas, which people don't really think about. You know, it's like, wait a minute, isn't that a Halloween thing? But it's not.
No, actually, so like telling ghost stories has, you know, been celebrated since like before the Victorian age. You know, it's the ghost stories are about darker, older, more fundamental things, such as like winter, death, rebirth, and you know, the connection between the teller of the story and the audience.
Yeah.
So Christmas was celebrated in Europe and US originally connected to the pagan winters, winter solstice.
Yeah.
Celebration, also known as the Yule. That's why they call it Yuletide.
Oh.
So it was seen as the darkest days of the year. And many times they would say that the dead were had particularly good access to the living during these times.
Because the veil was so closed because of the darkness. Because you got to remember back in the day, you know, I think it was a Tuesday. We didn't have, I mean, it was completely different because when it was dark out, it was dark out.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't have street lights. They didn't have all that stuff. And they were always afraid of the dark because that's when the evil things would come out, such as the wolves and, you know, all that.
Yeah, definitely. So around the Victorian age, they tried to change that. So they, you know, somebody wrote that Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
And that was kind of like the time of like inventing the commercial Christmas, like 19th century businesses were looking for new ways to create a Christmas as more commercial, get more sales. So, and with that came ghost stories that British Christmas is now known for. There are several different writers that they mention here. I won't mention, but it says the ghost story tradition has even made its way into modern times, preserved in places like the lyrics of Christmas classics. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It talks about scary ghost stories.
Yeah.
You know, they say like Halloween is more appropriate for ghosts, but Dickens wrote the ghosts of Christmas are really the past, the present, and the future swirling around us in the dead of the year.
Yeah.
So it's just, they remind us that we're all haunted all the time by ghosts, good and bad, and they all have something to tell us.
Yeah.
What's your ghost tell you, Joe?
Now I gotta get more organized.
2018's our year.
Yes.
Tell everybody our motto.
What is our motto? Our motto is grow, monetize, and organize.
Yes. Definitely. We're gonna grow as people, we're gonna be organized, and we're gonna monetize.
Yes.
Yay.
We're gonna profit. And profit is not just money.
No.
Profit is everything.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. But favorite Christmas gift you ever got?
Oh, here we go. You're trying to make me remember things.
Yes.
Well, I did get a Christmas gift this year from Dana and James.
Oh, tell us about it.
I was over their house and I noticed that they had like a torch outside their house, solar powered torch that looks like real flames.
Oh, cool.
And I'm out in my house and I'm like, oh crap, I got to turn the Christmas lights off. And it's 1 a.m. I look out and there's a box on my porch. I'm like, I didn't order nothing.
Open up, and it's those torches. They got me torches for the yard, for my tiki area.
That's like the best feeling, like when you get a surprise.
Yeah.
And you're like, did I order something?
Yeah.
I do that to my friends every once in a while. I'll buy them stuff and send it to them just because I like to surprise people.
Now, do you have any other stories?
Let me see. I might. Alrighty. Okay, here's one. This is kind of local to the region, Midwest. It's called the Christmas Visitor.
Okay.
I had an unusual visitor on Christmas Day in 2008, and I'm pretty sure it wasn't Santa Claus passing by my house in Bloomington, Indiana. The day started in typical fashion with the opening of gifts around the Christmas tree. I served an early Christmas dinner for friends and family, and everybody departed by 5 p.m. except for my sister and brother-in-law who live with me. They were sleeping in the bedroom at the end of the hall with the door open.
The dog open.
I went into my bedroom with my dog, Toby, and shut the door securely. Toby curled up at the foot of my bed like he always does. It was chilly, so I pulled the blankets and comforter up around my head and curled up for a nap for about an hour. I was dozing off when I heard a latch on my bedroom door open. I waited several seconds for my sister or brother-in-law to ask me whatever they came in to ask me, but there was no other sound. It was 7 p.m., so my bedroom was pitch black. I left the lights on in the kitchen and the bathroom, and there were lots of Christmas lights on in the living room, so the hall would have been well lit. I was able to see whoever was at the door just by lifting my head. I pushed the blankets down and lifted my head from the pillow, but just as I would have been able to see who it was in the doorway, an extremely bright light hit my eyes. I shielded my eyes and yelled, "Turn that blinking light off."
The blinking or blinking?
Blinding. The light immediately disappeared, and then I heard my bedroom door latch. My bedside light was a touch lamp, so I tapped it and looked at around the bedroom. There was nobody in the bedroom except for me and Toby. Toby jumped off the bed and went to the door without showing any signs of alarm. At first, I wasn't frightened because Toby is a Dutch shepherd dog and well-trained to be an excellent watchdog and proven personal protection dog. Since Toby was already up, I decided to let him outside to see what sis or brother-in-law needed. So I went into the hallway and I could see both of them still in bed. I took Toby into the living room and let him outside, and there was nobody there either. So who opened my bedroom door and turned on a spotlight in my face? Ordinarily, I'm not a skittish person, and strange noises or lights don't alarm me, but this situation was too eerie, and the light had made my skin crawl. Let me add that the latch on my bedroom door is broken in such a way that inside door handle must be jiggled for the latch to pop out and engage. It makes a very distinctive sound that I'm used to listening for because it doesn't latch and the door swings open. I'm absolutely positive that the door was latched and closed when I got into bed. I was just certain that it was the door latched I heard in the incident. When I left my bedroom, the door was latched again. I couldn't understand how my sister or brother-in-law could have come in my room, then returned to their own bed and crawled under the covers in the few seconds it took me to reach the hallway. But I figured it was one of them since Toby always barks and growls at anybody and everything, but he doesn't immediately recognize. When my brother-in-law got up to get ready for work that night, I asked him what he wanted earlier in the evening when he opened my door. He looked at me puzzled and said, "I never got up and I certainly never opened your door." He said, "I slept soundly the whole time and I was in bed." He said, "Okay, then," I asked sis, "do you want something? Did you want something earlier in this evening when you opened my door?" She also looked at me puzzled and said, "I dozed off and on, but I never got out of bed and I never saw or heard anything in the hallway." She leaves their bedroom door open at all times and faces the hallway so she can see whoever's coming or going throughout the house. So who was my special Christmas visitor and how did they get in and out so quickly? Like most people, the thoughts of loved ones are always close at hand during the holiday season. When I first lie down, I was thinking how happy that I was that my small family had enjoyed a pleasant Christmas, and it would have been so much better if my mother and brother had still been alive to share it with us. I would like to think that it was my brother's spirit stopping by to say Merry Christmas and thinking of you too. I haven't been able to debunk this strange event or find any kind of rational explanation. I'm half afraid that my heart stopped during my sleep. It was the bright light that people report after near-death experience. Leave it to me to see the stairway to heaven and ruin my chance of eternal paradise by saying, "Turn out that blinking light." I said bleeping, you know, this is a bad word.
Oh.
I've made a mental note that if I ever see another bright light, I'll have to clean out my language just in case. So, yeah, you know, like, holiday is a time that, you know, you remember your loved ones, mm-hmm. and you never know, they might be coming around.
Exactly.
So look for a sign, you know, that, you know, maybe your lights start twinkling when they shouldn't be, or if you have candle burning, maybe it'll, like, they say, and I read this somewhere, that if the candle turns blue, the flame turns blue, or it goes way up or way down, mm-hmm. that may be a spirit coming to try to communicate with you.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it.
Christmas.
The flame turned spirits. Blue like that.
Christmas is a time for family.
Yeah.
And your family and past, present, and future.
And friends.
May come see you.
You know, sometimes your friends are your family too. Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, it's just interesting. I always think it's just a time where people, like, you know, start reminiscing and, mm-hmm. you know, you think about the ones that have passed or not here. Or maybe somebody's across, you know, across the country, or maybe you have a loved one in the military or something.
Yeah.
I just wonder, like, would your guardian angel or your spirit guide, like, bring a message for somebody who you're separated from?
We've talked about that, and they have.
Yeah. Like, you know, what if, you know, let's say you have somebody's maybe overseas, mm-hmm. and in the military or something.
Yeah.
They'd want to get a message to you that they're thinking of you.
Yeah.
You know, just interesting.
Thank you for listening, and hope you have a great Christmas. And I hope you got a lot of gifts.
It's not about gifts, Joe.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so I hope y'all get ghost hunting equipment.
There you go. Yeah. And if you guys want t-shirts, get up on eBay.
Yes. And if you want I Heart Ghosts or Got Ghosts bumper stickers, we mm-hmm. have those as well. We have all kinds of stickers. So, yeah. You know, definitely look at our website or go to our Facebook page. Please, if you can, share our Facebook page.
Yeah, page.
Sorry. Facebook page. It's not easy to say.
Yeah.
With your friends. You know, we're just trying to reach as many people as we can. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you enjoy what you hear and want other people to enjoy it too, just tell them to listen to our podcast. It's free to listen. You can go on iHeartRadio, Google Play, TuneIn.
Yeah, just look us up. Go to our website.
Yep.
And thank you for listening. And Jen, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Joe.
Merry Christmas, Jen. And Merry Christmas to everyone.
Each and everyone.
All right. Thanks a lot, everybody.
You'll see it in my eyes and when I smile. If I get home before midnight and you're still sleeping tight, I'll stay.